Dr. Pinsky with a mount IME on Jose Velasquez, VELAZQUEZ. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Velasquez as described in my report of 12/9/17. But he is now a 34-year-old male who again reports he injured his right knee at work on 10/30/14 while getting on or off of his garbage truck. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a patella tendon tear that was repaired surgically. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The rest of that is normal. As per the record supplied, Mr. Velasquez received an order approving settlement on 4/30/18 and then reopened his claim, period, on 7/11/19. He was seen by a nurse practitioner for preoperative evaluation before a left inguinal hernia repair, period. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 7/24/19 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He summarized the course of treatment to date, including some that Dr. Dwyer himself had rendered. Period. He diagnosed right knee pain and recommended a CHO-PAT brace. Period. One could consider a steroid injection. Period. However, the work-related diagnosis in this case is a partial patellar tendon tear, which was surgically repaired. Period. On exam, he has some discomfort over this region, but nowhere near the pain he had prior. Period. The location of his pain has changed over the medial and lateral hemijoint, which cannot be ascribed to the initial work injury in question. Period. The petitioner was seen by Dr. Dwyer again on 2/27/20, period. He was working full duty, period. He accepted a corticosteroid injection to the knee, period. He had full range of motion of the knee with minimal retropatellar crepitus. Period. He had excellent quadriceps tone and strength with no instability. Period. A CHO-PAT brace was also supplied. Period. Dr. Dwyer did not think the petitioner required any further treatment at that time. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the right knee with no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Most of the knees was full bilaterally with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had moderate tenderness to palpation about the lateral right peripatellar area and distal lateral quadriceps, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal. Lumbosacral normal. And under general appearance, he states prior to the sheriff job, he had to run 1/2 mile, period. He wore a brace and was able to accomplish this, period. Impressions, insert what's marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, the petitioner received an order approving settlement in the amount of 22.5% of the right leg. Period. He then reopened his claim and was re-examined by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He accepted a corticosteroid injection to the knee in early 2020, as well as a CHO-PAT brace. Period. He currently ambulates without antalgia. Period. There was crepitus at both knees along with full range of motion. Period. There was moderate tenor to palpation about the right knee, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. Insert what's marked as far as permanency from my prior report, and that'll be the end.